Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
America, love it or leave it. If you don't have respect in American democracy anymore, if your guy doesn't win, if that's the new rules of engagement for this great republic, then just leave our country.
Damn, that was intense.
Why all the fuss? Why all the fuss? Can't they just mail it to me?
Your hate mailbox is full.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. There are stories out there about me offering my brother advice. Of course I do. I'm family first, job second.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother. Old song. Welcome, everybody. We are broadcasting live here today from Toyota of Portsmouth, the House of Value. Come on down. We've already got a good crowd here, and a lot of people aren't even off work yet, so we'll be here for the next 3 hours. Taylor will be taking over for the last hour. He's going to talk about UFOs. We've been meaning to do that for a while, but I'll be here for 3 hours. We've got Police Blotter Facts Friday. We've got all kinds of great stuff here. If you're in the area, it's exit 5 off of I-95. And just come on, it's south. It's about 3/4 of a mile south. Just go down Route 1 off of the exit, and you'll be right here at Toyota of Portsmouth. And we got a lot of stuff here. We got we're going to have the 110 grill is going to come in at around 4 o'clock. So I don't anticipate much movement out of here until after the free eats arrives. Right now we just got cheese and crackers. We also have free books. One book per person, please, over there, some of my books. And take one. They're already autographed, and they're while supplies last. We'll be giving those away. And we're going to have a raffle, actually. So if you're here and you haven't entered the raffle yet, it's right over there where the books are. And what we're giving away, the grand prize, which we'll announce at the end of Police Blotter Facts Friday, Grace and I, is two VIP tickets to the Howie Carr Show. So that's a good deal. You got to be here though to win. You got to be there to win. And that's a $300 value. And we're gonna be giving away secondary prizes, door prizes, for each hour. And the door prizes for the first 2 hours are going to be a copy of one or the other of my New York Times bestsellers, The Brothers Bulger or Hitman. And so the one we give away when we pick the winner at 3:40 or thereabouts, that person will get their pick of which one they want. And then the next the remaining book will go at during around 4:40 or so. But it's great to be here. This is a great place. They got all kinds of great deals. Come on down, and everybody can also get the Pienta Dosi bread. There's tons of bread here. People are just eating it randomly here, just without even putting a hot sausage in it or some peppers and onions. It's just great bread. So everything is here, and come on down. It's a beautiful day, and if you're in Massachusetts, we're still a week away from a return to a semblance of freedom, but there's freedom here in New Hampshire. And even though we just did speak to a woman who got arrested at a school board meeting last night for the crime of not wearing a mask, so there's still some craziness up here as well. But it's good to be here. And we'll, as always, you can text us messages at 63566. Text Howie to 63566. You can also, of course, give us a call at 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And but first, I think before we go any further, we got a lot to get to here today, but I did want to talk about that. Joe Biden was, where was he today, Taylor, by the way?
He was at the White House. He was awarding the Congressional Medal of Honor to an extremely deserving veteran. That would be Colonel Puckett. He fought in the Korean War.
And you know, again, we you know, we salute his service to the country and his bravery. But you know, this being Joe Biden, of course, you know, we have to play some sound cuts from his marvelous performance today as he tried to deliver a few remarks. Let's start out with cut four.
I also want to recognize Master Sergeant Merrill Simpson.
Master Char. And he also wanted to talk about Colonel Puckett is the guy who got the Medal of Honor. And he wanted to mention his wife, too, Colonel Puckett's wife, cut three.
Military families make enormous sacrifices for our nation. So let me add our thanks to you and your life of service as well. I told you earlier that expression by the poet, they also serve, only stand and wait.
He kind of slurred that life, didn't he? Kind of, it sounded like life of, or it could also be lifeless. You're lifeless servants.
Sacrifices for our nation. So let me add our thanks to you and your life of service as well.
Now at this point, you know, the way a commendation is, you know, whether any kind of commendation in the military, all he has to do is read it. But you know, that's tough. That's tough if you're dementia Joe Biden. Cut seven.
And those who were left were exhausted, outnumbered, and dangerously short of ammunition and grenades.
Dangerously short is bad enough. Dangerously is even tougher. Dangerously short of ammunition and grenade. And we just played this one with Grace. He again, he confuses his numbers. Sometimes he confuses the other. I put in my column this morning, he was talking about 300 billion, million, trillion. But it doesn't matter. He can also get confused when he's dealing with one-digit numbers, too. Cut five.
25,000 Chinese troops in the area, outnumbering U.S. and Korean forces 3-2.
He sounds like John Kerry reading baseball scores during the 2004 campaign. I just have something in from Fenway Field.
Is that where Greenway is?
Yeah, the Green Wall. Detroit Cheetahs. 2. Boston Red Stockings. 3. He read the score that way one night. He gave the, like it was a tennis match. That's the kind of guy he was. And so then there are tougher words, though, too. So he again, why would you write this into a Joe Biden remarks? The word like we're about to hear. Cut eight.
And the 8th Army unloaded artillery while phosphorus on the Rangers' former position.
Howie, I'm telling you, there's someone who's trying to ruin him from the inside. Who's writing these? Who says, oh, phosphorus, that's the word he's going to nail?
And the thing is, he got it right the first time, and he went back to it for some reason because he thought he got it wrong.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, oh, that was too good to be true. There's no way I got that right. And then you go back. Yikes.
You know, how many people do they have on the White House staff? They have hundreds, maybe even 1,000 people on the White House staff. Can't there be somebody in charge of, like, reading the copy before it goes up on the teleprompter into the briefing book? It's catching.
Young first lieutenant, bravely, out of Westby Point.
See, that one was on him. That's not on the saboteur.
Can't somebody, though, just go through it and say, we're going to cut out certain words like phosphorus. We're going to cut out any number over one is going to be cut out.
I have a theory that the person who puts in all of these tricky words is also the person who sent him out to that debate and said, Joe, give out the text number to America. And that's when he went out and did the 300300. It's the same person. They have to be trying to trip him up. Why else would you put that in there? Yeah.
Mumbles Menino used to have that problem, too, when he would read off web addresses. So send it to boston.gov.
The dot would always get him.
The dot, yeah. The dot always confused him. Cut nine.
But those men who were there under Lieutenant Puckett's command, they'll never forget his bravery.
His bravery. Now, that's not a tough word. If I were the guy who was cutting out phosphorus, I would have let bravery go through. But, you know, it's been a long week. It's time to go back to the basement for the weekend. 844-500-4242. All right, we don't have a spot. Okay, I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
I've heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Come on down. We're broadcasting live today from Toyota Portsmouth, the House of Value. So it used to be a school, you know? Used to be a school. It's made up. It's been repurposed, as they say. It's a good purpose for us. It looks good. It's a good dealership. It's exit 5 off of I-95 on the Portsmouth Rotary there. So come on down and see us. We'll be here all afternoon. We got free books, free bread, free food. It's a good day for free stuff. It's a free Friday here on the Howie Carr Show. And check out the great Toyota products they've got on here as well. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. And I got some weird news here. The Oregon, you know, the state of Oregon, there are now seven counties, three quarters of the state, the eastern part of the state, has voted to, if possible, secede from the rest of Oregon, basically Portland, where the Antifa is running amok, and become part of Idaho. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but that's what they're trying to do. And if you're wondering, other than Antifa and trying to burn down the courthouse and nobody being prosecuted for all this vandalism that's going on in Portland, do you need another reason why most of Oregon wants to secede and join Idaho? The Oregon Health Authority is now requiring businesses and religious institutions to enforce mask mandates by forcing people to show proof of vaccination. How bad is that? In order to prevent the unvaccinated from walking around unmasked, Oregon health officials are now creating a caste system by marking the unvaxxed lepers.
Your papers, please.
Can you believe Oregon did this before Massachusetts? Businesses, this is what the website says, businesses, employers, and faith institutions now have the option. They're putting a spin on it, a positive spin. The option to adjust their masking guidance to allow fully vaccinated individuals to no longer wear a mask in their establishments. Businesses, employers, and faith institutions doing so must have a policy in place to check the vaccination status of all individuals. Businesses, employers, and faith institutions who do not create such policies will maintain the same masking guidance listed below.
Regardless, your papers are not in order.
Regardless of an individual's vaccination status. Does this apply to illegal aliens too? I asked the question. You have to ask that about every one of these mandates. So, Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you carry proof of vaccination in order to enter a private business without a mask?
And I have proof of vaccination, but I would answer no.
68% say no.
And 32%. How would everybody vote here? Would anybody here carry a proof of vaccination to get in? Raise your hand. A few, not many, very few. Would you, Grace?
No, I definitely would not.
Your papers,
please. I mean, I can't remember anything in my wallet to begin with. You know those punch cards you get for coffee where you get, like, if you buy five, you get the six for free? I always lose those. I don't want to lose it. Yeah. What if I actually need it for something important, not to go into a shop?
Yeah. I have one of those cards for the barber shop in Wellesley for 10 clicks, and then I have to wait 5 years to get my free haircut, and then I lose it.
Howie, but I was reading in the Boston Globe, they had this whole segment about, you know, what is required of you if you want to go back to work. And I noticed it said, someone asked, can my employer require me to get vaccinated? And this woman answers, she's like an expert. She says, yes, you know, though there are exceptions would have to be allowed for those with medical conditions that bar them from getting vaccinated or sincere religious objections. So who gets to decide what's sincere and what's not?
I know the problem is always within those adjectives.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. What is, you know, how do you, sincerity is in your heart and your brain, right? Nobody can look inside and see if you're sincere or not.
Like Andrew Cuomo probably watched Chris Cuomo's apology last night and said, wow, my brother sounds really sincere. And I watched it and said, he is full of crap. So it really does depend. Sincerity is in the eye of the beholder.
844-500-4242. We're going to have Grace's news here in a moment. Let's play another. You know, it's always good with Biden too. One thing about him is he repeats what's there. You know, like the phosphorus. He doesn't say phosphorus once. He says it three times. Same with a word like ammunition. Cut six.
And while he was there to load up the ammunition. On ammunition and grenades, the basics.
Load up the ammunition on the ammunition and grenades, the basics. How about do you load up grenades on grenades too? Is that part of the basics, Joe? And he's out, and then he pulls the old you know, affirmative action, the diversity, the equity. And I found this rather ironic, too, because he mentions that the military had just been integrated. And do you know who integrated the military? The president? It was Harry S. Truman back in 1948. Harry S. Truman, the same guy who was the first world leader to recognize Israel when it became independent. And now Joe Biden, who, you know, I'm sure he, you know, regarded Harry Truman as a hero when he was a kid. I mean, he's just basically going against everything Harry Truman did. For, you know, a nuclear deterrent, you know, a strong military, you know, recognizing the Jewish state. And yet here he is, he's, you know, trying to take credit for how he integrated the military and giving Colonel Puckett credit. We got time. 10. Cut 10. Oh, we don't have time for it. We'll play it later then. All right. We'll be right back with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, broadcasting live this afternoon from the House of Value, Toyota of Portsmouth. Come on down. And you get some value. You can look at the cars, check out the deals, and you can also get some, talk about House of Value. You get a free book from Howie Carr. You can get free bread from Piantedosi Bakery. You can get a free meal from the 110 Grill. Come on by. It's close by, wherever you are. 208, Idaho listener here, Howie. Don't hold your breath on Oregon seceding into our free state. They've tried a couple of times before, and it tends to fall through. Yeah, I know it does, but they're, you know, this is just an indication, though, of how angry people are. And the same thing's going on in eastern Washington, too. They were trying to escape from Seattle. And, you know, if they ever did, I don't think they're going to be able to put through the D.C. statehood, the Puerto Rican statehood. There's going to be all kinds of this stuff going on, you know. States, red states splitting in two. You could, it's just, but I think, again, I think they've got them, you know, I don't know if they're checkmated or stalemated, but they're I don't think they're not making too much progress on any of these ridiculous bills that they've got up on Capitol Hill. Thank goodness. Now it's time for Grace's News.
Thank you, Howard. I know we mentioned this before, but I think it's worth noting again. Chris Cuomo, brother of Andrew Cuomo, was spotted out and about enjoying the fresh air in his nice convertible with a mask on his face. And I just want everyone to know that. That's the level of sanity that Chris Cuomo
By the way,
has.
He's driving, he's driving, I think, a Firebird, one of these old-style Firebirds.
Yeah, it's a nice car.
Doesn't that car go back to the days of leaded gasoline? Isn't leaded gasoline a big bleeping no-no for the woke community? I mean, you can't even get leaded gasoline now. You got to get this toxic waste and put it into the tank, right? So to make the car run. Chris Cuomo is in some serious need of Honest Howie's carbon credits.
Well, that we
to
asked
make up
him.
For his sins against Mother Earth, Gaia.
We asked him about it, and he just gave the old John Kerry line: "It's the only choice for someone like me." The White House teams with top dating apps to promote COVID vaccinations. I thought this, you know, was a good segue. You were talking about work, you know, whether or not they're going to require people to get vaccinated, carrying your papers into stores. Well, are you ready for a shot of love? The White House says roll up your sleeves as part of President Biden's goal of vaccinating 70% of American adults with at least one shot by the 4th of July, because he wants people to be able to gather in small, familiar groups and have a hot dog. The White House announced a partnership with some of the largest dating apps in the country on Friday. The apps include Tinder, Hinge, Match, Bumble, and Plenty of Fish. And they will launch new features to encourage hesitant singles to get inoculated.
How about getting together with a get a job app?
So,
oh, I guess nobody wants to get a job. That's right.
Some of these features will include badges on profiles showing an individual's vaccination status, access to free premium content like boosts, super likes, and super swipes for vaccinated users. So you're going to know.
Okay, so we've tried cheeseburgers and french fries in New York. We've tried lottery, a $5 million lottery in New York, a $1 million lottery in Ohio. We tried beer in New Jersey, followed by wine in New Jersey. And now they're giving you dates.
If you're swiping on a dating app like Tinder or Bumble or Grindr and you match with someone and you just kind of like, maybe it's fine if this one stranger comes over. What do you say to that person?
You know, everybody has their own tolerance for risks.
Yeah, that's still so crazy to me. He was cool with that, but the kids at camp outside have to have masks on. But he was cool with meetups.
I'm looking on the bright side of this relaxation. He wasn't on any of the Sunday shows last week. Can we get lucky 2 weeks in a row? I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's jonesing for his for the spotlight again. By the way, Howie, there's an interesting story. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren says husband's coke and gun arrest is about politics. Excuse, someone just laughed like they didn't believe that. How dare you?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
We talked about this, $60,000 worth of crack cocaine and just regular powder cocaine. Hunter Biden says he has an alibi. He hasn't been to Rochester, New York in years.
She says this is all an attempt to discredit her reelection campaign. It's working.
And he also had $100,000 cash. Hey, I did well at the track. Yeah. Where's the nearest track to Rochester in the spring? And he also had three unregistered guns.
She said, I find the timing of yesterday's events 3 weeks before early voting starts to be highly suspicious. That's not the only thing that's highly suspicious. By the way, retailers are practically giving away hand sanitizer after hoarding it during the pandemic. Who could have seen this one coming? As the pandemic wanes, U.S. retailers are frantically moving to clear excess hand sanitizer after frantically stocking up on disinfectants. Did you guys frantically stock up on anything when this happened? I really didn't. I saw people going for the toilet paper and stuff and the paper towels.
You know, I just thought of a new website to set up to deal with this this overabundance of certain supplies.
Yes.
Karen.com.
Karen.gum, I think is what you mean. Yeah, I guess they have so much of it, and they're just trying to get rid of it at a good price. Howie, did you hear about this breaking news story with the BBC?
No.
Well, it makes sense that you didn't hear about it because it has to do with the royal family. So I understand why you wouldn't really be that interested. But it is kind of interesting because it turns out, you know that really famous, Howie won't know this because I know when you wrote about Princess Diana many moons ago, that was your biggest hate mail column of all time. But she did this interview.
I wrote, we were doing something with the Herald for AOL. That's how far back it goes. And so they just, I had to do my column, and it was the day she got killed. So I just wrote this quick column, and I said, you know what? Who the hell cares about Princess Di?
People do. People do.
Do you know how many? I had no idea the internet was that big.
Well, one time I came into the office and I was talking about a celebrity, and there's always, you know, people who try to say, well, just because they're a celebrity doesn't mean it's going to matter more. And I said, you just can't think of it like that because people are going to do what they're going to do. And, you know, people get sad about things. People have connections to people. And that's what Howie said to me. He goes, I learned my lesson the hard way. I wrote a piece and I never heard the end of that. But she gave this really famous interview with BBC, and it turns out fake news is not just – it didn't start with Donald Trump, because to convince her to do this interview, they forged documents, which I'm sure were fake but accurate, and she saw these documents, and she was already so paranoid from everything going on with the media that she believed them, and she did this interview, and now an investigation just revealed that it was fake news. I love Princess Diana, so
very
effective.
207 says, I buy cheap hand sanitizer to start fires. The stuff over 75% works great.
Well, down.
If we still had blue laws, you could probably drink it too on Sunday mornings till the bars opened.
You know what's crazy, Howie? Is this summer I was in Chatham and there's all these little stores, and you had every store had a stand and it said, please sanitize your hands before you come in and look at the clothes. And it was all cheap hand sanitizer. It smelled like tequila. And every store you'd go into, you had to do it. So by the end of it, your hands are like on fire. They're flammable. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. That's where we are. Give it up for Toyota of Portsmouth. I love my new RAV4 XLE. You know what, Howie, I might do? Because we're here, maybe I'll do a Joe Biden and I'll vroom vroom on my car. And all the audience can go, wow, that's great, Grace. Like he did with the reporters.
My name is Joe Biden, and I'm a car guy.
Toyota of Portsmouth has a huge, sparkling, clean showroom.
And at this point, most families, they have it when they hear something, guy like him saying something like that, they say, isn't it time to take away Gramps' keys?
Yeah, well, yeah, also, when Gramps says to somebody, they ask him a question, and he says, if you stand in front of the car and I'll run you over, that's kind of a sign, too. Maybe Gramps isn't supposed to be driving anymore.
Think all the trouble that Clint Eastwood got into for just saying, get off my lawn!
They're located just south of the Portsmouth Traffic Circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom. That's where we are, and tell them Grace or Howie sent you. Thank you very much, Howie. I'll be back for Police Blotter Facts later on.
By the way, Grace, we have a complaint from Paul, the UPS guy. Royals talk? Click!
Oh, please. That's
seven exclamation points.
You know what's funny is I look at the data and it turns out Royal Talk, people say they click off, they actually keep listening.
Listen, this ain't England. We threw England out of here a long time ago.
Damn right, Archie.
I kept it short.
All right. Okay. Oh, well, let's pick the winner for the first prize.
Okay. It's in the bag. Oh, okay.
It's in the bag.
Hold on.
It's in the bag.
Do you want to pick or I'll pick?
No, you pick.
Like a magician's assistant. Okay,
and
here we go.
You have a choice. The winner has a choice of either one or the other of these, Brothers Bulger or Hitman.
And the winner is Barsha Cook.
Barsha, come on down. Which one do you want, Barsha?
Congrats.
This was on the New York Times bestseller list for 11 weeks. This was on the New York Times bestseller list for 4 weeks. Both of these sold a few more copies than Andrew Cuomo's, but I did not receive $5 million for either one, let alone both of them.
A few more copies. You mean a few million more copies?
You take Brothers Bulger. There you go. Brothers Bulger, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We'll have another drawing in about an hour, and then we'll have in 2 hours, we'll have a drawing to win the two tickets to the VIP experience at the Howie Carr Show. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temperatures are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those windows and doors. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to remove odors in the room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells, pollen, kitchen, musty basement smells, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors. You need the Thunderstorm. Maybe for pollen now, but you can use it throughout the year for various problems."
I really like to use it in the kitchen because if you cook steak or anything and it starts to smell, you just turn it on and then you wait 5 minutes, the smell's totally gone.
It's great. Would it work on fried clams?
Most people don't cook those in their house.
Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, we'll take a few calls here. We are broadcasting live from the House of Value at Toyota of Portsmouth. People are drifting in. It's almost early dinner time. The 110 Grill is going to be here with some food for us. Pick up your bread from Pianta Dosi Bakery and enter our raffle and check out the fine products. Grace loves her RAV.
I love my RAV. I have a sunroof, leather seats. It's the nicest car I've ever had.
By the way, Jay from Chelsea says Cuomo with the mask in his picture, he looks like Dukakis in the tank. It's just really something. Those two guys, I have to play the cut. We played a little bit of the cut yesterday where his brother, Baby Doc Cuomo, is asked about you know, does he feel guilty about blood money, taking the $5 million for the book when he was killing all the people in the nursing home? The woman is shaking her head. Of course he doesn't feel guilty. It's his royal right. But so we'll play first the what he says. It's very quickly. He just says that's stupid and moves on. But then the guy comes back. I give him credit for it, the reporter, and asks him the question again. And he comes back. You're not going to believe this accent. You know, I mean, he always sounds like, you know, he's trying out for an extra in some kind of Warner Brothers gangster movie from the late 1930s. But he really, really overdid it this time. So let's play the first. This is the first question first. Cut five.
Book deal, I should say, was worth more than $5 million. And the allegations out there that you made that money on the backs of dead in New York. How do you respond to that?
That's stupid. Next question.
That's stupid. Next question. So then the guy circles back, as Jen Psaki would say. And listen, this is when he does his impression of the Bowery Boys. Cut six.
There was a person, Governor, who lost a loved one from COVID, and you know they were upset to see you making money writing a book about how you handled COVID. Why would it be stupid if they were bothered by that or thought there was something wrong with that? I mean, you used the word stupid a few minutes ago. Why would that be stupid?
I thought your question was stupid and offensive. I wrote a book saying this is what we should learn from what has happened so far in COVID, because we're not done and it's going to continue. And if we don't learn the lessons, we're going to continue to make the same mistakes. That's why I wrote the book. And by the way, that's what happened. COVID continued, second wave. We continue to make the same mistakes.
I won an Emmy. I made $5 million, not for nothing. What's it to use?
He really does deserve to go to jail. His arrogance is
just for that accent alone. That fake accent is what it is.
And he keeps doing this thing where he asks himself questions and then answers them. It's so obnoxious. His narcissism knows no bounds. His narcissism knows no bounds.
So I said to Chris, I said, Chris, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And don't take that convertible to the toll booth. Remember what happened to Sonny.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart and I want respect.
844-500-4242. Come on down to Portsmouth. We're doing a live remote today. We got all kinds of stuff. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.